I grew up across the street from my high school, and there was a lot of strange and wonderful adventures that happened from the time I was in elementary school all up through high school and college that were based around this field, you know, that I grew up across from. I wrote Dead Man's Hill after I went back home to visit, and I was with a friend, and we went over to the field, and all of a sudden I just remembered everything that had gone on during this period of time in my life. I had my first sort of exposure to sheer evil when I was a very young kid. And it happened on the field. I was standing in my driveway looking over the field, and all of a sudden I saw this like spark, and I just heard this maniacal screams, and it was these kids lighting kittens on fire, pouring gasoline on them and lighting them on fire to see what would happen. It was like the worst, I mean, it shaped my whole life, you know, that one vision. And it came back to me when I was laying on the field, and I realized that it had influenced everything I did from that point on. I was like, this isn't gonna happen around me anymore. You know, I'm gonna stand up, I don't care how little I am.